Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
And it's still fresh, very, very fresh. We'll take a song, then we'll back on that prophetic song. That's how we are going to write this morning, because I just realized that it's been 10 years I ministered when the prophet was sitting down. So you, a pastor, you want to minister, your prophet is there. Be careful of your tenses, be careful of the scripture you even quote. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's been 10 years. I remember a Light Plaza Association Avenue. Very brief charge I took then, pastor was sitting, but now we are here. Praise the Lord. And God has been so, so faithful. God has been more than faithful. Pastor says something, if you can just wake up and decide that you don't want to move out this morning. But when you think back and look at the things that God has done for you, you have every reason to glorify God. Your current position is other people's prayer points. Hallelujah. So we're going to take a song, then we'll ride on that song. When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He healed me, to the Holy Ghost, how He healed me, to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up and turned me around, how He set my feet on solid ground.
It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Makes me wanna shout, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus, Lord, You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up and turned me around, how He placed my feet on solid ground. It makes me wanna shout, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus,
Lord, You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
Makes me wanna shout,
hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus, Lord, You're worthy of all the glory and all the honor and all the praise.
Hallelujah. Sometimes I just, I'm just in the room on my own, on my system. Please, you can have your seat. And I just remember some few things that the Lord has, ferried me through. And I shout. In fact, yesterday when I shouted, my wife ran into the room. She said, "What happened?" I said, "Don't worry, don't worry." She understood. Praise the Lord. I can't contain that joy. This song, I had known this song for a long time, because I would have been in the village. I keep praising and appreciating God for that opportunity of being saved. Or I would have been a cultist, because I was already on that trajectory. But the Lord picked me up. The Lord saved me. The Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. He turned my life and my destiny around. He turned everything around. I was in the JVC. You may not know. Let me not say it because of YouTube. I was in the JVC in secondary school. Tough. Very tough. I had opportunity to keep several kind of weapons. several kinds of weapons. But God, in his infinite mercy, still sought me out like Paul. There's somebody here, you think the Lord has finished with you or he has abandoned you. Before this service ends, the Lord is going to give you a purpose for living in the name of Jesus. You might be wondering, what is the next step that you are going to take after today? Before this service ends, I prophesy into your life. The Lord will give you clarity of purpose in the name of Jesus. Most of us, the Lord has been speaking to us through dreams, visions. Thank God for the prophetic college that we had throughout the week. Please go back and listen to it on and on. I've shared it with my colleagues, some of them that are hungry. I've shared it with them so that they too will be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you put your hands together for the Lord? He's a good, good father. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to bless the name of the Lord for this awesome opportunity, and also God's servant in the house for an opportunity to, bring God's word. Can we bow down our heads as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you as your word comes forth like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. Let your word be as fire and our heart like grass, burning every form of unbelief. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'll be speaking briefly on a message I captioned, Wisdom for the Overflow. Hallelujah. Wisdom for the overflow. Now, wisdom is simply, I know we have different definitions of wisdom, but as the pastor with this mic, I want to just give you this simple definition. We used to have so-so-so authors, 1994, William and Poppen, 1994, 1974, they give their own definition. So just take this simple. Wisdom is simply doing that and all that Jesus will do in a given situation. Wisdom is simply doing what Jesus will do in a given situation. We can see in scriptures when they brought the adulterous woman to Jesus, and he sat, he squatted for a while, and he was just, he was not in a hurry to take decision. He was just writing something, and at the end of the day, he asked them, if any of you is without sin, be the first to cast a stone on her. So wisdom is simply doing all or that Jesus will do in a given situation. Solomon understood the significance of wisdom, and he asked God for an understanding heart. He said, it takes a great king to lead a great people. He said, give me an understanding heart so that I will be able to lead such your great people. And the Lord saw that he didn't ask for, wealth and all of that. So what did the Lord do? He gave him overflow as an extra. He gave him riches and he added honor. Hallelujah. So wisdom is the master key for the overflow. You want to receive an overflow in your business, on the job, it requires supernatural wisdom. Say wisdom is the principal thing in all you're getting. Get it. Scripture kept emphasizing on wisdom. It is the principal thing. It is the first thing. You step into an organization and as an employee, what you need first of all is the wisdom from above. The wisdom of God. How do I navigate in this organization? How do I go about doing things here? The way I was doing things in my former state is not the way we do things here. How do I navigate through? So you need wisdom. And James chapter 1 verse 5, NIV put it. He said, if any of you lacks wisdom, he said, you should ask God who gives generously. God is ready to baptize you with wisdom. He says, you ask God who gives generously. James 1 5, NIV. Generously to all without finding any fault, and it will be given. Some will say, oh, this level of wisdom is for pastors. This level of wisdom is for the bishops. No, 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 no. We need God's wisdom for our daily living.
And in verse 6 of that same scripture, James 1 and verse 6, he said, and when you're asking God, ask in faith. Oh God, I want to go into this particular business. I need wisdom. I could remember back then in the years, my wife told me about a business idea that she had. We were running one business, consulting, doing it in a smaller scale. We didn't have car then. It is now and I realize why most of our proposals were turned down is because we didn't have a car then. So when I took her to Sheraton, we pitched a particular job. They said they want to walk us to our car. I told them we parked it somewhere behind the bridge. And I just told her to just, don't worry, we'll walk. So you need wisdom in life to navigate some kind of territory. And I don't want to digress. So she told me about this business. I put my whole heart into it. God gave us wisdom on how to navigate. And let me tell you, with a master's degree, I was without putting on the gen, blending those things. I was going to the banks where she was supplying, to the companies. I was carrying bags. I was doing the supply with her. In fact, I saw one of the old pictures where there was no, short transport to move the raw fruits or raw materials from one point to another where we'll now take another transport. I carried the thing in my shoulder and I was moving. Do you know what now happened 3 years later? I needed that experience to start up this job that I am now. Because her company was part of my CV. So they asked the lady, what have you been doing? She finished NYSC 2 years. What have you been doing? She said she has been helping her mother in a very big, very large supermarket. What have you said? Okay, she has been in charge of sales, doing in form of business development. And that was how we were able to form a CV for her. And we told her this and this and this, brought out a career map for her, skill map, brought out a skill map for her. And we told her this and this and this are what you have been doing. And that landed her in what she was doing now. So whatever we were able to gather in that little experience. When I went for an interview and I needed those experience, I started bringing it out. They said, what is your market share? I know that then the company I was going for then, I read that their market share was 60. They said, what is your own market share? I just realized that in the whole of Suleri, at least we're topping that time. I just mentioned 65. I didn't understand what market share was. The Holy Spirit just said, since you know your own, you have been explaining these things to them. And you told them how you navigate from one place to, because they were asking me a lot of questions that I didn't know that the answers were embedded in me because I did not neglect that little beginning. So you want God to do something and you want this thing to fall down like ripe cherries. And with that opportunity, because, you know, pastor used to say, you may not have second chance to face the king. With that singular opportunity, the person that interviewed me became my best friend in the organization today because he saw something. He saw the overflow. Because I was talking from, you know, like if there was a river that was overflowing his bank. They didn't have time to go and be checking the organization, whether it's a small, whether it's in a house or something. They said, don't worry. Let him go. Hallelujah. So overflow means abundance, excess, more than enough, exceeding expectation, the way I could describe it. Overflow literally means abundance, excess, more than enough. You exceed expectation. Currently, we're on appraisals, and I was trying to place a particular lady in one ranking. I didn't see the last ranking. I didn't pay attention to the last ranking. I saw below expectation. I saw met expectation. I saw fully met expectation. But there was a word I was looking for, which is exceeded expectation. Because she just joined us, not up to 6 months, and what I used to just wrap it up was her attitude. Just her attitude. Because I have one other guy that wanted to give me issues. But what did God? I asked God, how do I handle such a person? We're doing well, yes, as a state. We came in, when we were transferred, the first month we did 99%. Towards the end of that month, there was chaos. There was an issue between myself and one of the inventory team or depot guys. And the guy told me, if it is me, he will not do it. But if it is my junior, he will do it. Okay. I said, okay, you people have some business you people are doing together. And the Lord gave me wisdom to first of all handle that in-house matter. Because we have external customers, internal customers. We believe that our colleagues are our internal customers. So the way you manage your external customers, you need to also be able to manage your internal customers as well. So the Lord gave me wisdom. I waited for appraisal. And when the appraisal time came, I didn't look at the scripture for that wisdom. Another man of God told me, this is what you can do. Don't do anything phone conversation. My WhatsApp. Let it be on mail and Microsoft Teams. I said, okay, yes, sir. Towards the appraisal, he was so nice. Towards the appraisal, a few days, the guy was so nice to me. I wanted to just do it casually. I remembered. Wisdom. And I called him exactly. I sent him a mail first. I sent all of them a mail. So I will not ask, did he send you a mail? I sent everybody a mail. And I called him exactly that time. What they told me, they said, no, don't punish him. But this is what you will do. Allow him to rate himself in those parts. There's a category he has to rate himself. Then I will do the other aspect. See, allow him to rate himself. When I saw B, saw some A's, and I one-on-one conversation, I said, okay. So that was when I started telling him the things that I don't want, that I don't like, that he's doing to me. First of all, he started sending me mails. That was last year. FYI. I was like, okay, let me give you the history. The history is that I think in his mind, he's senior to me in the organization because he joined the organization 10 years and I joined just 5 years. So he would just send me a mail. Something you're supposed to work on and push to your line manager, he would just push it to me, FYI. FYA. I was patient enough. Patient is a virtue, Pastor. I was patient enough until one day I couldn't hold it. There was an error in that transaction. Shortfall of about 2.something million. The document to correct that error, I had sent it to him. So he is supposed to add that document, do your proper work, there, put my role, and write proper mail. And he didn't do that. So that gave me an opportunity. I wrote an epistle. And I copied everybody. He called me immediately. Why will you do such a thing now? How do I handle? If I argue with him, our sales will suffer. I'm going to wisdom for overflow. Our sales will suffer. And that time I was in that period, I was in Lagos. That was around 18th of December. I got permission to travel. He was on ground. So the Holy Spirit told me, if you argue with this guy now, this December sales is zero. Let him not be bitter with you. Just allow him. So I allowed him vent his anger and I told him a few things. But he still continued. So this appraiser, I now say, okay, you gave yourself B here, right? You are supposed to get a D here because of this. I send you mails, you don't acknowledge, you don't reply my WhatsApp chat. You just feel as if you're on your own, running your own government. And I told him, however, where he gave himself B, I say, however, I will give you an A. Where he gave himself C, I say, however, I will give you. You're supposed to get, but I will give you a B. So the Lord helped me and I was able to navigate that. He's a very strong hand. I actually need him. But I need him to also do things diligently and in order. So that we will not run into fraud cases. Hallelujah. So in times like that, sometimes you may not even know how to handle some colleagues in your office. You need wisdom. Go and pray and ask God. He said, if any of you lack it, we rush that scripture. You can't get anything solved without God, without God's intervention. I'm telling you, you can't get anything solved in life without God's direct, full intervention. Don't say this one, let's leave it. Let me ask my mother or let me ask my father. Yes, it's good to seek wise counsel, but after that, go back to God and ask God. You know, sometimes we might be full of pride or something. How can I go back and be asking God for trivial matter like this? He's very interested even in the things you put on and you go to work sometimes. He's very interested. There was a day he told me to put on a particular. I said, today is Friday. We are supposed to put on native. I was trying to explain. And nobody's in control of my dressing. I said, sir, today is Friday. I just shelved it. I picked up the native and I wore. Do you know that when I was coming down, my car door tore that native? Because the thing was slit like that. I said, okay. And I remember, I had to go back. Praise the Lord. So God is very, very interested in things that we don't know that he is concerned about and it matters to us. Ephesians 3 and verse 20 said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly than all we can ask or think. Pause. Let's pause and imagine. Let's put, replace that word thinking for imagine. He said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly than all we can ask or think. So just imagine where you want to be. Your mind is free to wander. In the next 5 years, I've already put my own, like in the next 2 years, this is where I want to be. So in the next 3 years, where do you want to be in your business? Where do you want to be on the job? It is when you begin to imagine the way or think the way God proposed for you. He said, because a glorious high throne from where? The beginning is the place of your sanctuary. So before God created you, he already knew where he wants you to end up. He already knew where you will be in 2026. So it's just for you to just align. Think big. You can't think small. Think very big. Nobody should put you in a box to say, no, this is not for your age. This is not for your status. Your father did not get to this point. He said, according to the power that worketh in us. So there is an overflowing power that works in us when we are guided through his word. He didn't say according to the power that works in God. According to the power that worketh in us. And I tried to break it down. Power, you know, we used to hear the word knowledge is power. So according to the knowledge of his word that you have in your spirit. God, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think of, according to the power that worketh in us, or according to the power working in us, according to the knowledge of God that we have, the knowledge of his word that we have, according to the light of his word, according to the illumination of his word, because his word brings light. So most times when I just see something, I shout. I can't control myself. Because his word brings light and illumination. Many of us have been very busy, including myself, very busy with work. Oh God. Can just sit down in the system. I can. In fact, my neighbors now know me. Calls, problems. The ones I was cold because. So we are very busy with this job. So we tend to now keep the word of God sometimes aside. Just shift it one side and say, no, we want to sharp, we'll just go out. No. That way you will be stagnant as a Christian. You can't experience the full blessings of God's word and the overflow of his riches and honor embedded in his word. The same time we give to our job, we should carve out that same time too for God's word. I have a slogan, which is Bible before breakfast, no matter how it is. No matter how it is, it's even easier for us to bring our phones where we cannot bring out our Bibles, maybe in the office. Bible before breakfast. You see, according to the knowledge of God's word that you have, there is nothing you will bring to me that is not here in the word of God. There is nothing that is not in the word of God. Check it. There is no problem on earth. The solution is here. Business breakthrough, career advancement, the solution is here. Hallelujah. But most times we just want to experience the overflow without God. Hallelujah. Now, I could realize why we're in school, we're able to achieve some success. I was sharing with someone, I don't know where it's my wife or some people in my house. I was telling them in secondary school, I didn't do very well because I wasn't born again then. I didn't know anything about the word. Yes, if I read, I could pass. But I was not even reading at all. In secondary school, I was not reading at all. So my YX, CCCC. But when I got to the, before I got to university, you know, first degree, I got saved. And God told us that the only way you can survive, study, to show yourself approved. That's the word. The only way you can avoid anything, failure, anything you bring inside book, as far as book, forget it. Printed materials, forget it. We will understand it. I used to tell some people, if you don't understand, read it 10 times. You can be playing sometimes. But when you pick that book, you pick it the fifth time, it will enter. For students here, it will enter. I'm not very good in training the very little ones, but from primary school, very good. It must enter. Say study. So that time, how did the Lord make me to understand that scripture? He said, study to show yourself approved unto God, right? Now, do not study and you show yourself disapproved. The moment you are disapproved before God, you will be disapproved before man. So the only way, I now brought that thing into our own personal studies. And so you can't do anything, you can't receive the overflow if you just wake up every morning and you don't know how Jesus solved a particular problem, how Elisha did it, how God expected us to react in situations. Hallelujah. Now, God wants us to prosper, no doubt. John chapter 3 and verse 2. I'd like us to pray, so I'll try and give time for that. John chapter 3 and verse 2. Just one verse. He said, I wish above all things, above every other thing, that what? You prosper. And be in what? Good health. Third John, just one chapter. Third John 2. He said, I wish above all things. So even as you are doing your, you don't even know what God wished for you. So you are just struggling. When it's time for you to obey instruction and God say, stay here, you move because your friend moved to Canada. Bah! You too. Let me share one story that nobody knew. With permission of my wife, my father-in-law wanted us to come over. I told my wife, forget this thing. I told her, forget this thing. I couldn't tell pastor. I love this house to the point that my transfer, I almost caused problem in the entire organization. I'm telling you. Because I've already heard Lagos. Somebody had told me, the secretary in the regional office told me, it is Lagos. We are two Michaels. That's how it happened before. The first Michael resumed before me, after my mother died. And they just put the boy in the field. And I resumed as the second Michael. They placed me in the office. What? I did this interview very well. Everything. Do you know what happened? The man that placed me in the office, he now asked me. No, they requested for what we needed. A particular gadget we needed to work. The national sales director says, send everybody to the field. If you, those of them that are in the office, you can't grow. I'm telling you, you can't grow. So, at every point, even if man makes error in your divine plan for that God has for you, God has capacity to correct it at the final analysis. I don't know anything about, say, what am I doing in admin? I even hate sitting down with system for too long. I'm sitting down with system. They were training me. My mind was not there. I was lost. I said, I was saying, okay, after the training, I will go and be meeting somebody to put me through. Immediately after the training, they were requesting for the gadgets we needed. They said, put all of them to the field. And it happened. So I almost caused issue. Not that I caused the issue, self, because I sent a message, and I'm not supposed to send that message. I sent a message. And I said, I thought almost landed me into trouble. I'm telling you. So, We were, you know, sometimes we say, okay, let's just make him happy. Let's make him happy because let's just, they counseled me a lot in marital counseling. Anything with your in-laws, don't argue. So me and my wife agreed, now let's just do it. It's not, he said we should do it, let's just do it. He said we should not worry, we should just come. But we know God gave us wisdom in the night, in a night vision to know what his intention was. That we can just come. And me, I was thinking the things I have in Nigeria, I can't leave them. sorry, I'm a down-to-earth local man. I was thinking of few things I have, properties I have, some in Ogun State that I've not even gone to claim. I can't leave those things because I don't want to travel. I don't want to leave this country. Okay, we say, let's just do it to... Even in my child's naming ceremony, you don't know the battle, oh, you need wisdom. Oh. My child's naming ceremony, pastor say, wait. They say, you can't name a child after the eighth day. He's going to go and look at scriptures, look at everything. You can't name your child after the eighth day. My father said, okay, if you choose to wait for your pastor, no problem. But you can just organize people in the house and do a naming. Are you not a pastor? I said, yes, I'm a pastor. I remember the scripture where one prophet, hey, you need to know. You go enter, you will land into trouble if you don't have scriptures. I didn't need to go and be searching the Bible that time. I remember the scripture when a prophet said, wait. King Saul, me, I will end up like King Saul. My pastor said, he's in Kenya. Wait for me. I said, yes, sir. And we did the name on the 13th day. Is the daughter not glorious? Is she not awesome? We did. So what is going to change when you wait for divine instruction via wisdom of God? He said, we should go ahead. So we did. He paid me. I did that international passport because it was expensive. I did it express. Said, have you gotten your own? I said, yes. My wife, have you gotten your own? Do you know what the one that delayed? My daughter's own refused to come out. My daughter's international passport refused to come out. And we didn't need to pray. We didn't need to pray because we knew that he wanted us to come for his, because he wanted all his children to be there. Leave us here. We know why we are here. Hallelujah. So if I had probably that international passport had come out and I had gone, well, I know God told me if you go, he will do like this. He will toil. Some people that we go and enjoy, please don't get me wrong. There are some people that God has put that in their divine plan. I couldn't tell pastor because there are some things I don't need to bring to him. You knew. Ha. There are some things I don't need to bring to him. Because I'll be asking myself, am I not a son or a servant of God under him? So I now come, how will I put my mouth and be telling him? And he will, and I know if I tell him, he will tell me there is no road there. So what's the point? What's the point? So sometimes you want to obey your in-laws, you just do what they say, but allow God. Even if the passport had come out, I would have thrown it away, sir. Or I would have, something would have just happened. But God did what he did. So my sister-in-law is here. She's hearing for the first time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, God has said it. I wish above all things that you will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You must. You will. That's his divine plan for you. For every one of us. But why are some people boxing in that overflow and others are still stagnant? It's because you lack the word. If I had gone to name my child that day, I can't hide it. I would have been in trouble. He said, name the child. You are a pastor. Go ahead. Do it. Whereas I've gotten a divine instruction. Wait, I am in Kenya. When I get back, I will come and will do the naming. Praise the Lord. So you need to, you know, you need to have that, you know, word in you on a daily basis. The way you eat your food. I'm trying to break this thing as simple as it is. The way you eat your food. They say Lagos is so busy. Lagos is so busy. I've never seen a job that is as if I'm in Lagos. Because I sleep sometimes very late and I wake up with calls. Oh, it is so bad that I take my two phones most time in the bathroom. My wife will be warning me. Because there are some meetings, we just impromptu meetings, I will just... Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear this. The person of Jesus guarantees your heaven. Following the person of Jesus or accepting him guarantees your heaven. But the principles of Jesus guarantees your earthly overflow. The principle of Jesus guarantees your earthly overflow. The application of the word, the application of the principles, the parables. Sometimes we look at the parable of the 10 virgins and we just slide. We look at the parable of the lost coin and we slide. We look at the parable of the lost sheep and Jesus is saying things through that parable. We look at the parable of the talents and we just slide. What is Jesus saying? He says, so to some he gave 5 talents, to some he gave 2, and to some 1. The one he gave 5 went to produce more. The one he gave 2 went to, you know, produce more. But the one he gave 1, what did he do? So I could say, don't you know that I'm a master degree holder, UNILAG? Why will I sit down and be holding blender, put something in my head, and be blending, packaging, I now go and sell? Yeah? Most of those bank managers now, they are calling me for help. I'm not exaggerating. The kind of influence I have now, I'm telling you. What? They want customers, I give you. They want accounts, some of them are my distributors, I do it. So if I had, you know, did not follow the principle, Jesus gave me something to multiply, and my fiancé then brought it to me, and I said, no, this thing, I can't do it. You just handle it. Well, hallelujah. So, application of, you know, scriptural principles guarantees our earthly overflow here on earth. We see most times when we're in school, we say, okay, this is the application of psychological theories, tools, and techniques. How do I apply those things? So how do you apply scriptures to your life to succeed? First of all, you are in a challenge. You need wisdom. You ask God for wisdom. You are in a challenge in terms of business. Your business is not growing. You are not growing. Go back to the parable of the 5 talents. God, you gave me this. I am using it for your purpose. I must grow. I must overflow. I must experience it. Hallelujah. Luke 5 and verse 5 says, you know, they are toiled all night. They are toiled all night, getting nothing, no result. It happens in our work, in our life today, in our present day life. He said, and Simon said unto him, Master, we have walked all through the night and we have caught nothing. We have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at the application of your word. Nevertheless, at thy word. Some of us can hear the word and we just go back. Close our... Early days when I got saved, when I listen to any message, and I still do it now, not all the time. When I listen to any message, I go back home and I study it word for word, scripture by scripture. Nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to apply your word. And what happened? They applied the word. And what happened? They received abundant overflow. Hallelujah. There is no way you can separate, you know, application of God's word in his blessing. There is no way. He said, Simon told the Lord, I will apply, I will obey. And I heard long time ago from a man of God, he said, obedience to God's word makes you a commander in the supernatural. What you just do, obey. Obey. It's not just to obey. They say, sit down here. Yes, sir. They say, wait. Give me how many months? Yes, sir. And during that period, you are standing on that word of obedience. You are standing on that word. Lord, your word said this, and this is what I am holding on to. You can't hold the word of God and drown in this life. Go and check it. Examine yourself. If things are not going well in your life, check your word level. Check the gauge. Check the gauge of your word level. I was listening to a man of God recently. He said when he bought his first old rickety car, the old baba that sold it to him told him, be mindful of this gauge. It's not working well. And he applied that to his spiritual life. This is Adeboye. He said he applied that straight to his spiritual life. So most of us hear things in church through God's servants, and you don't apply it. And you come to him with the same issue for counseling. You want to kill him. He has given you the word as God gave him. Spend time in God's presence, hours, not sleeping. And he came with that word to you in church. Your responsibility is to write. Get the scriptures. Go back home. Download it in your system. When you download an app in your system, what happens? It's there forever. He will just go click it. I was struggling with my success factor. And one of the guys told me, why don't you just, sorry, I'm not too good. It's my wife that does all this, my computer things. Why don't you just save it? Just hang it somewhere. And I just pinned it down. And when I finished, I told the guy, it's not as if I don't know it. Don't worry, the guy laughed me. You know? So all those things that I know I need on a daily basis, I just find somewhere to hang them. So when you download the word of God, it guarantees your overflow. You don't need to be rushing to even an usher. You don't even need to see the pastor. You can see an usher and your problem is solved. Because he has the word. Hallelujah. But many of us shy. Now look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Rounding up soon. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. He said, I want that scripture please. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Eh? I want us to look at it together. That's why I don't want to quote above our head. Please, read it in your mind because I'll be saying some few things. He said, this book of the law shall not depart. I know most time when we are looking at this, our mind, the devil positions our mind to the Ten Commandments. The devil takes your mind back to those Hebrew law that they gave them. For us, it is this book. That's what he's talking about. The Bible, scriptures, God's word. He said, this book. Okay, now, let me put it. The scriptures shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe. That's where our problem is. In fact, our problem starts from the meditation. Because we read and we don't meditate. We don't meditate and say, if the Lord says, I like that scripture very well, and it is showing in my life. A glorious high throne. I try to imagine that throne. I try to imagine the position. My mind cannot contain it. Because it is an overflow. I come from the Niger Delta. And I know that if I want to enjoy the rivers in the night, the ocean, I go there around 6 p.m. Because that's when the waters get troubled. That's where you see the waters. You will see the overflow. You will see the waves. You will appreciate nature. So I try to imagine through scriptures. He said, you are the head, you are not the tail. So I go back. I say, in my family, yes, I am the sixth born. First born, not a graduate. Second born, not a graduate. Third born, not a graduate. Fourth born, not a graduate. Fifth born from my father's, loins, not a graduate. It was going to me, the sixth born. Oh, my God. I remember the word. It was my turn. For entering into that order. It was my turn. It was, the way Tinubu said, it was natural. But unfortunately for the devil, I got saved that period after my WAEC. So that order, that chain was broken. And I remember the word, a glorious high throne. A glorious high throne from the beginning. Ah! So how did that? It was the word. I remember the word. You shall be like the tree planted by the river. It's not there for joke. You shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water. You bring forth fruit in your season. Whatever you do, even if you sell pure water, you will make it. Even if you sell sand, you will make it. That's the overflow via the word. You can't achieve it without the word of God. Oh, many an average Christian just believe, name it and claim it. Let's just name and let's just claim it and let's get it. You go back. Go and get scriptures. I'm not saying you should start cramming them. Take it Sunday by Sunday. Tuesday by Tuesday. Teachings by teachings. That's how I grew. See, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. And prevailed. The word of God can prevail in every aspect of your life. If you apply it, you will see the overflow. Hallelujah. So it was my turn. Oh, I got born again. There was battle. There was because the man I said I was going to stay with, he told my mother, if it's his elder brother, I will help him in school. But if it's, he said if it's me, he will do it. But if it's my elder brother, he's not going to do it. But my mother was pleading for my elder brother. I stayed in his house because everybody was going to school now. Everybody was going to school through government list, sorting. They will pay for admission. That was the order for them. So I believed I could gain admission. So he did not help me. It was God. And how did I bring out my elder brother? I called my elder brother. I was in Laspotec part-time. I said, what are you doing there? He said he doesn't even understand this one, that. Me and my younger brother was in school then. We're in the same level. That one was a deeper life Christian, no? So you see how we're able to break via the word. He was a deeper life Christian. And we're staying together. And I said, what can I do for my brother? And I called my elder brother. Can you come to Uniport and start afresh? He said, he's not going to waste time. He came with nothing. My mom, we just sent him transport. I paid for the what's it called now? It was to do pre-degree. We got him through pre-degree. Because we didn't have any man to put us in through jam. We didn't have any man, but we did not stay like the man that said, I have no man to put me in the water. We started pre-degree. We knew that if we did this pre-degree, nobody can deny us of our result. My four papers in pre-degree, I didn't tell them that I couldn't pay school fees, so I missed the first exam. By the time they calculated my four papers, I kept quiet. I wanted to see if my four papers would cross me over. If my four papers did not cross me over, I would tell the woman, look for my last paper. But when my four papers crossed me, she was looking for the last one. She was already shaking. I said, don't worry. I did not write that exam. So, application of God's word helped me to do what? Drag up my elder brother, not to be in that class. He came to Uniport, paid for his pre-degree. As I'm talking to you now, he's a senior staff in University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. The same thing with my younger sister. What did we do? The same time, we put them into... I paid. I don't know how I got the money. I can't even... In fact, sometimes, how did I get money for all of these things? But God does not even want me to bother myself. And I brought my younger sister in by the grace of God, because my wife told me not to take... She always correct me. That's why you need to... If I say I did this, you say, no. God did it too. I said, but I was the one that... She said... She will just point me back to God. So God helped us. And we paid for their whatever. And today too, she's still in that same University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital as also a senior staff. So now, if I had not applied the word to stand first, can I bring up somebody? I would drown. Hallelujah. That's why you see most Christians, they are afraid of a lot of things. They are afraid to venture into some things. They are so afraid. Hallelujah. Let me run fast. Praise the Lord. I hope you are getting something. Very simple, but I just... Praise the Lord. He said, here, okay, I've said this. I said the person of Jesus guarantees your heaven. Following Jesus, accepting him, you will go to heaven. No problem. But the application of his principles guarantees your success. Earthly overflow. Things will just be working for you. People will be wondering, who is this person? They don't know the God that is backing you. They don't know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go back to that Joshua 1 verse 8. I'm not done. I'm rounding up from there. It said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You should meditate on it day and night. That thou mayest observe to do according to all. It didn't say some. All that is written therein. For then and only then. That's how I read the scripture. I don't know whose translation was that. For then and only, when you give yourself that condition, you will know that you have no other choice but the word. Then and only then will you make, don't put doubt. Please, most times for an average Christian, don't put doubt when you are reading things like this. Personalize it. He said, for then and only then will I make my way prosperous and I will have what? Good success. Then and only then. Then and only then. If you have that option that after God is God. God, after you. Now you, there's no other person. After you, it is you. You don't know where I'm coming from. Eh? I served, after my masters, I served my uncle for 4 years. That was when I learned to cook all the delicious soups and stews. And I taught my wife, because, you know, sorry, oh. We like all this jocundity inside the soup, where you stock fish, dry fish, snail, and all of that. And now my wife is even doing it better than me. Hallelujah. So I don't have a problem. We are good. You want to experience, you want to enjoy life in marriage, replicate your wife, you replicate yourself in your wife. And that's all. That's all. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then and only then will you have what? Will you make your way prosperous and you have good success? Hallelujah. Let me rush quickly. Recession, we understood in scriptures Recession, inflation, economic hardship, economic downtime, they are not new. They are not new. They've been there. They've been there. Whatever you see happening, that's why you think scripture is just for the ancient Moses, the ancient Aaron. No! Things that have happened there are happening now. We are seeing them. People taking people's wives. It's still happening. Hallelujah. In Genesis 12 and verse 10, we saw that in the time of Abraham, there was, you know, great hunger, hardship in the land. And God did what? He told Abraham, move to Egypt, right? Abraham heard God. Move to Egypt. In Genesis 26 and verse 1 and 2, in the time of Isaac, Isaac wanted to follow the pattern of his dad, but God told him to do what? Stay back. You see, in the time of Jacob as well, you know, Jacob had to send his sons to Egypt to buy food. It was so tough. And in Genesis 47, in time of Joseph, Genesis 47 and verse 15 and 27, you see in verse 27, the scriptures were so bad. The situation, rather, was so bad that the Egyptian, can I have Genesis 47 and verse 27? And they were saying, please, we want to sell ourselves for food. The way Nigeria is selling money for money now. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen. And they had possessed. Okay, look at verse 15. Let's see verse 15 first. Verse 15. And when money failed in the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread. For why should we die in thy presence? For the money faileth. The money faileth. The money faileth. They said, give us bread. They were ready to even give themselves out. Hallelujah. In verse 27, you see how the Egyptians started. Oh my God. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. If you see in verse 27, Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possession therein, and grew, and the word multiplied exceedingly. That's an overflow. If you see the preceding verse, you will see that they were ready to even sell themselves for food. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Selling themselves, I hope you know it's not prostitution. But in today's world, it can be what? Prostitution. It can be any other thing. They were willing to do that. When it get to a point that they didn't know what to do, they were willing to do any negative thing. But the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not lack. So when you are lacking, sometimes remember that scripture. The Lord, you said, sometimes I used to do it. You said you are my shepherd. I can't lack. It's not pride. You are talking to God. You are applying the word for his abundance and overflow that he has promised us. Hallelujah. In closing, 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 3. See 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 3. The prophet told the widow. At the time, they wanted to take the widow's son as slaves because she could not pay. They wanted to take her sons as slaves. 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 3. And the prophet gave her an instruction. Let me read from here. NIV version. He said, go round and ask all your neighbors. I can imagine. He said, go round and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask just a few. That's a specific instruction. The last instruction, I should underline it. Don't ask just a few. Go round, ask all your neighbors. Elisha said, go round, ask all your neighbors for empty what? Empty jars. Don't ask just a few. And what did she do? She collected jars. If it was me, somebody was saying, one of my friends said, if it's him, he will carry jip tank. He will just carry it and drop, then look for other jars. Empty, even his water that is there, empty it. And we saw in that scripture, because of obedience and application to God's word, what happened to her? She became a distributor of oil, an oil magnet. Imagine in today's world, they just give you, to start your life, 2 tankers of Dangote oil or Mobil oil. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. We are going to rise up briefly and just pray. We are going to rise up briefly and just pray. Luke chapter 2. Can I have Luke chapter 2? Just pray in 2 minutes. And verse 52. And also Acts of Apostles chapter 10 and verse 38. He said, Jesus, you put your name there. He said, Jesus grew in what? Wisdom. And in what? And in what? Stature, spiritual maturity. You want to experience some level of overflow that will not drown you. Do you know that there are some level of overflow that that can drown a Christian? You see a kind of money or an alert that you have not seen before. Eh? You will now see, you are now booking five-star hotels. Before you know, somebody will come and knock at your door. Room service! Those are overflow that can drown you if you are not grown in stature. I'm telling you. He said what? And Barak grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Daniel chapter 1 verse 9. He said what? God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch. So we are going to pray. Let me read the other one. Acts of Apostles chapter 10 and verse 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed, for God was with him. Can we just lift up our voice as we begin to decree and declare this morning? Say, Lord, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom to grow in spiritual maturity. I receive wisdom to manage my overflow, because after today, the rivers will be open. The rivers, there is going to be an overflow. There is going to be an overflow. The rivers will overflow its bank in the name of Jesus. Can we lift up our voice and begin to decree and declare? Lord, I grow in wisdom. I grow in stature. I receive favor from you, Lord. Rambo shaka tabaraka dosi kelebere. Erembelo subra ankataba. I grow in wisdom. I grow in spiritual maturity. I grow in divine wisdom. I grow in spiritual maturity. That's the base for the overflow. That's the basic cause for the overflow. That's the basic thing for the overflow. That's the starter cause for the overflow. I grow in wisdom. I grow in spiritual maturity, stature. I receive wisdom to apply your word on a daily basis in my life. I receive divine wisdom to apply your word. Some of us are not praying. You are just musing around. Oh my God. Maybe the overflow is not for everyone. Maybe. But I decree this morning. He said, this book of the law will not depart from my mouth. Never. I will meditate on it day and night. That's my responsibility. I observe to do anything that is written therein. After today, I go back to your word. I dive your word. I eat your word. I chew your word. I won't do anything without your word, oh Lord. Shaka kapala katabalia. Erebeke to zumple rusi ketelia. Rekete kete kete kete.
The one you say.